You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 144 of the Roman Podcast. Today, I'm your host, Robert Cast, and Roman's not with me today. It's the Christmas holidays, so this is the 1 week a year where we do not actually get together and record a show. This is our greatest hits compilation. So you're going to hear some awesome clips from 2018, so this is it. If you have any friends that you think might be interested in this show, this might be the show to introduce them to. This is just a smattering of what we do, and as a bonus, it's censored. So, you know, you don't have to worry. Well, maybe subject matter, but you mean no swears. So lots of bleeps and bloops. So here it is, Roman Podcast, Greatest Hits, Volume 3. Happy holidays, everybody, and we will see you for our year-in-review show in January. So these sex dolls, do they blow up like they would like an emergency raft? You mean when you're drowning, you just pull the ripcord and they...
No, these are the silicone ones. It's not the. These are sex dolls. They're okay, not emergency. They're not emergency dolls.
They're not those emergency sex dolls. that's more of the fleshlight. That's just when you're in a pinch and you have to.
In case of emergency, pull cord.
Yes, exactly. Emergency sex doll.
Oh, thank God you're here. You know, you and I both know we could be 70 years old. And we're not posting shit about chicken.
Yeah, probably not. No, no. Yeah. And if I am, I have dementia. Fucking come over and put a bullet in my head. Anyway, that's all my own little rant. It's just one of those. It just, are we this old where this is
Look,
what we're talking about?
If you got dementia, don't, nobody shoot Rob, all right? Just kidnap him. Then, you know, give him knockout drugs, let him wake up and start the whole thing over the next day.
It's not Memento.
You won't remember the day before.
It's only 50 first dates. It's like, hey, who are you and why is my ass sore?
Why do I got a fistful of quarters? What's happening?
What's happening?
Come watch. All you got to do is you got to come up here, right? And then go to what they call the Swiss Chalet.
Yes.
The restaurant chain. And in about a month or so, they're going to have something called the Festive Special.
Oh,
that's all you need to do is come celebrate with us here, man. That's,
the
festive... Show up at a restaurant and they give you a turkey with cranberries, stuffing. Like they have a whole Thanksgiving plate.
It's called the Festive Special, but my wife gets angry because I keep calling it the Fancy Feast.
The Fancy Feast.
Which is actually a cat food.
Cat food, right.
Oh, are you going to order the Fancy Feast? No, Festive Special. Yeah,
honey, I won't call it the Fancy Feast. I'll order a Caesar. that's also dog food.
Okay, NYPD respond to panicked report of loose tiger.
No, I thought you were going to say like a tiger with loose morals.
Yeah. A cur.
Homosexual. Loose morals. They could swing anyway. Just
I don't know what to do. A cur.
I went to that Star Wars celebration last year, and remember there was one gentleman that recognized me but didn't want to say anything because I was in the bathroom and he thought it was inappropriate, but then
it kind of is but
afterwards thinking, wait a second, he's a co-host for the Roman Podcast, what a wonderful opportunity to tap your foot in a bathroom stall. And you know, like, if anybody's gonna understand, it's Roman and Rob.
Like, because like if there's anybody who's willing to give a, you know, like free jobs, it's Rob.
It's probably, you know? Give or anyway. Yeah. And I'm happily married. I would have, you mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
So what he's saying is don't tell his wife.
Don't tell my wife I'm blaming people in American bathroom stalls. Yes. Last week, episode 100, Randall and Rob, thank you so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun to pull back the curtain, as you would say.
Lots of sausage making. Randall and Rob enjoy sausage.
Howdy. Hey, when in Rome or Canada, whatever.
Yeah. Or in a cabin in the woods alone with a couple dudes.
Whatever.
No. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
That was the weekend. Remember our theory, if it's you're on the weekend and it's Yeah, all consensual.
It's all consensual. We don't give a fuck. It just, we don't need the tasty nudes. We're good.
Yeah. It's fantasy American style football.
Yes.
Not football.
Yeah, not football or not Canadian football, where it's like, what's a Saskatchewan Rough Rider? What? How many rouges does that guy? How many rouges did that guy get this year? No. Hey, and I love the Canadian game. I ref the Canadian game, but you mean this is American NFL football, and we have a huge cup, and it's a big thing, and we're just looking.
That was cup as in trophy. I don't know what else you've heard, but
not like last week when you thought I said something else. You tend to just hear what you want to hear. You mean, because you're in social groups that they know where you're clicking. Like, it's like, holy.
And this is why we always ask for nudes, because that's what we hear.
That's what we hear, nudes.
Yeah. That's Roman's our political leaning, boobs.
Roman's the nude whisperer. Kind of like that movie with horses, but with nudes.
Okay, so a former NBA player has taken to Twitter to complain that a toilet was amongst the item stolen from his Dallas home during a burglary.
All right.
So, I mean, you got to be a real fan to break into like an actual athlete's house.
Yes.
And go, I'm going to take his NBA championship rings. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take his jersey from when he was in high school. Oh, and his shitter. That's what I mean. Like, okay, look, I get it. People f-ing rob houses and gets taken, but are you serious? You stole my toilet?
So what I usually do is I take Super Bowl Monday off. A lot of people call it Super Bowl flu, but I try to get a lot of appointments done that day.
It's a big day for you because the schedule, you know, a physical where the doctor's got to play with your jumblies and a colonoscopy and a throat scope. I mean, all from the same doctor. That's kind of rough. Just got to make sure which order it's all done in is important.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. No.
Or if he just keeps going, eventually they'll connect together, so you'll be fine. But it also could be something very simple.
Okay.
You know, guy walks in the locker room, all kinds of banging and stuff's going on.
Hey, and then it's happened.
And then he walks in and he's like, ay, Dios mío, there is a ghost in here. And meanwhile, there's, you know, some guy who's just actually hiding in the locker room because he likes hiding in locker rooms.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, my God, I see a ghost. And meanwhile, there's somebody on top of the lockers going, oh, no, you've seen me. Boo. Boo. It's a ghost. It must be a ghost. Why is he not wearing pants? Hello.
All right. I'm doing a movie shoot. Yes. And they asked me to get specific underwear. But these ones here were your balls and your shaft had separate pockets. And it was like they're called elephant trunk shorts and designed for you. If you do get an erection, they would actually stretch with it as well. And I'm like, that is like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like those shoes with the five toes on them.
Yeah.
That everybody thinks are very strange. I think this would be the same thing.
Yeah.
It'd be like separation anxiety or something going on because –
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, shouldn't my junk be touching me? It's kind of like how we keep track of where it is, like touching me or slapping me or something. It's got to be, you can't have that.
Oh, yeah, because from thigh to thigh, the slapping, let me tell you.
Or knee to knee for some people, whatever. But, you know, we're not going to jump on the pumpkin spice hating fucking thing that's going on.
I know what we are going to talk about.
Are we hating on pumpkin spice? Spice?
Yeah, well, the pumpkin guys, that's for sure. I hate those fucking guys.
Those pumpkin fuckers. Yeah. Also, too, like, what are they going to rape the robot?
Well, I mean, if it was making eyes at me. So those are stickers?
Those are stickers. Yeah, those are little googly stickers we put on it for fun to make
it more. I thought they were giving me the come hither eyes. Okay, so you're going to jail.
So you're going to jail for raping a robot.
Yeah, please take your dick out of the tailpipe. And this is an electronic thing. Why does it even have a tailpipe?
Why is this here? Why is there a rectum on this robot? There's all sorts of wrong going on here. What the fuck? Yeah, I'd be afraid to what everybody I know would do to the inflatable Robcast.
Like, throw knives at it.
Well, I wish that would be the only thing they did to the inflatable.
Look at you thinking anybody wants to stick their in your inflatable.
I didn't say that either. But you went there. So now we know, listeners. Now we know.
I'm going to go to the store and buy me like a big on and put it on my inflatable rug and just leave that in my yard.
Get your inflatable Rob at RomanPodcast.com. I know it's going to sound weird for a couple of Canadians to be complaining how f***ing cold it is, but it is cold.
Cold as balls, man. Like, it's finally broken as of today.
Yes.
I had that whole week off. Yeah, pretty much spent inside because you couldn't go outside.
No, you couldn't, yeah. Yeah, unless you had a tauntaun. Yeah, I mean, and even then you have to cut them open to keep warm. I mean,
yeah, and I need a couple tauntauns.
A couple tauntauns. You need dually tauntaun. Get a plow on my tauntaun, eh? F- yeah. Right on.
Give her,
eh?
Bud. Give her, bud.
Just give her. All right. That's enough Canadian.
And it's as much as you think it's gonorrhea, it isn't.
It's gone to herpesifilades. Yes, I've heard about this. I've heard about it. It's a combination of things. I understand. There needs, say no more, sir. Say no more.
Speaking of crazy trains, speaking of trains, let me tell you about my
gonorrhea.
Syphilis, yeah.
Gonorrhea syphilis.
Speaking of train.
That's a mouthful. Boy, howdy. How do you think he got it? Oh, why?
So I don't know if you know that YouTube went down this week.
I heard.
So who would benefit from YouTube going down? Where would people send their traffic or where would they go? Well, it's fairly simple. Pornhub experiences an unexpected surge during a YouTube outage.
What? Why was your default Pornhub? It's like, oh, wow, I can't watch the baseball game.
It's not even Pornhub. Like I can go to CNN or I'm going to go to Fox News or
whatever
or,
you're into. Yeah.
MSNBC or NBC or CBC, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, instead of going to just anything.
Yes.
You know, they're like, well, YouTube's down. Time to go to Pornhub.
Exactly. How is that your default?
World's oldest message in a bottle found on coast of Western Australia. Message inside of this one said send nudes. So
tasty or tasteful?
You know, if it's tasteful, please send daguerreotypes here.
Yes. Back then you either got an oil painting or you got like a statue of David. It's a big marble f-ing thing.
just send somebody a statue.
It's really awkward to send nudes.
We can't afford to send this to Germany, ma'am. It's just too heavy. All right, well, just send him a bust of my bust. Well, yes. Yeah, that'll do.
Then there's just, you know, the nude modeling.
Yes, yeah.
I should joke around. People are going to be like, does he do nude modeling?
Well, yeah, that was like the, remember I told you, one of my coworkers was like, Roman says he's in the business when you're talking about acting and you're always talking about different projects you're working on, everything else. Right. He was like, is he in porn? I'm like, oh, no. No. Goodness,
it's
no.
It's a new brand of porn called disappointment porn.
It's something.
Well, it's like, oh, amateur porn. Oh, this is called absolutely too real porn.
Too real. Yes, exactly.
Even when I get in the pool, nobody can touch me.
Well, people touch you. Sadly.
Well, they can touch me in the pool. Yeah. But I remember having races with my cousin. And
okay, where's this going?
In the pool. We would race
in the
pool.
Yeah, I know, but you're talking about touching you in the pool, and you go, oh, yeah, my cousin.
I said having races.
Oh, right. I thought you're being racist with your cousin. I'm like, what? Why are you touching your racist cousin? Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Anyway,
on the Apple phone now, one of the updates that happened a few weeks ago was now you can measure stuff. I'm just wondering how many cocks this app has measured in the last 3 weeks or months since it's been released. Because not that I did mine, but.
Yeah. Dear Apple, your measuring is off.
Yes.
And the reply from Apple, Dear Stumpy.
No, this application. Yeah, because one of those.
A huge call.
Because obviously you're sitting with it and you got it in your hand and the phone.
Oh, the phone.
Yes.
I was going to say, like, yes.
You know, you got the app there and you're like, whatever. You might want to fluff it up a bit, but what the fuck, right?
They concussed her with a wiener.
Well, first of all, anybody that watches Simpsons knows that Ned Flanders' wife, Maude, died from a t-shirt cannon.
You took something cylindrical.
Yes.
And then wrapped it in duct tape.
Go
to,
on.
To reduce the friction.
Who hasn't?
And then you launched it
of course.
Into the face of an unsuspecting woman.
Sounds hashtag like a weekend. Sounds like a Canadian weekend. That's it. So this is going to be a little shorter than usual.
very much like my sex life. So
they're shorter than usual. And sick.
And sick, yeah, that's right. Having sex with me is a lot like riding a roller coaster. You're really excited at the beginning and you're a little nervous to start, and there's a lot of anticipation, and there seems to be a huge buildup, and you know, there's a lot of ups and downs. By the time you're done, the whole thing took about 15 seconds. So,
and then you throw up.
And then you throw up.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome, ladies.
Weird coincidence. You brought a story about dolphin rape from France. Irony of all ironies, I was listening to the Crazy Train podcast, and that's the one with our UK correspondent, Rob Wade. Completely off the cuff, they talked about dolphin rape. They weren't discussing about, oh, did you hear about this dolphin raping people? And that's what we did. But they were just, it came up in casual conversation in their podcast.
And, you know, nary a better sentence has ever been said than we should collaborate on dolphin rape.
Yes. But don't be precious about your fucking greetings and this and that. Just be happy. Just happy somebody's saying hi to you. Like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're kind of an asshole.
If you're offended by Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, you might be an asshole. So.
No, generally, my view on the world is that everybody's an asshole, even myself. So if someone says Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or, you know, Happy Hanukkah, they're saying, hey, for today, I think you're a little less of an asshole than you normally are.
Exactly. And this time of year, I feel a little less asshole-y.
Yeah, how many assholes do you feel, Rob?
This time of year, it used to be more than it is now, but, you know, this is the season for butt squeezing.
For butt squeezing, yes.
But it's not, they're not beard podcasts. Like, that'd be weird, especially on an audio format.
Since you can't see my beard, my co-host is going to lightly pet my luscious beard and describe what it feels like.
No, I won't.
Not you.
Okay, I'm kind of like, what the fuck you want?
Two other guys. You're like, that's like the worst podcast you could ever listen to. Yes, it's quite smooth and very silky. Well, thank you. Yeah, this podcast just got weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Listen to us when you're on the beach with that earbud in, or, you know, when you're sitting at the cottage.
Nothing gets the babes over to you at the beach, like Roman and Rob.
That's right.
See, watch this. Watch. Okay, you're on the beach right now. You got the podcast on. Wait.
Put the speaker on.
Yeah, speaker's on. Hey, ladies, it's Rob.
Hey, ladies, it's Roman.
They're coming over already. And you're welcome. So you can turn us off now. We don't need to be a part of the other stuff.
Look, we're straight, not narrow. Hey there, fella.
Hey, exactly. You're looking mighty cute in those jeans.
Just a commercial for, like, using a couple of comedians and actors for augmented reality.
Right.
And, like, Leslie Jones is in a bathtub and she's watching that, what's that fish movie there with a chick?
Oh, Grinding Nemo.
Great.
You see what I did there? No, a fish. What is it? What is it called? They just won the Academy Award last year.
The fish is a Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. See, Grinding Nemo. If anybody's seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. You don't fucking know what I'm talking about. Have you seen it?
No.
Watch it. Well, I kind of gave it away. Now you know what happens. Somebody's fucking a fish, dude.
Jesus Christ. Sticky-fingered bandits make off with 44 tons of chocolate in Germany.
What? Nine!
Nine! Not nine, 44 tons!
44 tons. You will swallow mine chocolate, yes?
Nine! Gott in Himmel!
Oh, und I love the chocolate. Sorry, I was thinking that little fat kid there from
The Simpsons, little German kid. That's who stole this. He grew up and stole this truck.
Winter.
I will have all the chocolate I ever wanted.
Like, especially if, you know, Mount Vesuvius is blowing up. Like, you see the rest of those people they found. They literally, like, they flash fried them.
I did see where, like, you had a mother holding a baby.
Yeah.
People hiding. Another guy was actually masturbating.
Yeah. Wow. Like, hey, it's your last minute on Earth. Like,
yeah, they caught him mid-stroke. He's like, oh, is that a volcano? Better start tugging.
Well played, sir. Well played. I guess he didn't know he was... Yeah,
the joke's on the rest of us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'd be fucking proud. Like, now he's in like the Royal Ontario Museum with just like, cranking her for millennia. Like,
there you go.
Marijuana is now legal Canada-wide.
Right.
Yes. So that's a thing now. So if you're listening to this and you're listening high, show's probably a little better. So we can expect our ratings to go up. We know that because
nothing goes better with marijuana than dick and fart jokes.
And fart jokes. Yeah. Is it like dick jokes and fart jokes or just marijuana, dick, and fart jokes?
It's
whatever.
It's a vast color tapestry.
It's a tapestry. Yes.
Because we were also nominated a couple years ago for a Canadian Comedy Award, so it's a huge honor.
You really want to get that glass beaver in your hands.
Yeah, yes. Any beaver in your hands is a good beaver. Yeah. Especially that,
right? Exactly.
There's a reason we called the Rob Studio the Flannel Beaver Studios, right, Rob?
Yes, yeah. Yes. We're hoping to build a beaver chessboard with all the beavers we're going to win. I sculpted one, but didn't turn out great. It doesn't look great.
Adam Margarine. It's pretty gross. Thanks.
Pretty gross.
Thanks for that.
Margarine and Crisco. I don't know why I chose those two. There's a song for pina coladas. Yes. Or I thought that was penis inside you. Isn't that the lyrics? If you like penis inside you and the smell of cocaine? No?
I think that's a different version.
Okay. Okay. I'm just sorry.
Yeah. This is one straight guy trying to turn another straight guy. Yeah.
No, I think you should try.
I think we'd really spice up the podcast if you came back next week and like, well, so I had some penis inside me. And everybody's ears just perk right up. What?
Yeah, everybody's like, and?
Man baffled that every home doesn't have a poop knife. What I just found out about is that some families, they take massive dumps. They have huge logs.
Yes.
So big that they don't really fit down a regular toilet.
Right.
So what they have is a specific knife that is used, that is kept near the toilet so that you can cut it so that it will go down easier. And it's called a poop knife. So the moral of the story is, if you use a poop knife, you're a weirdo. No.
No, I just have huge boobs. It's okay. Yeah. Every family's got their quirks. Our poop knives.
Frisky dolphin forces authorities to ban swimming off the west coast of France.
Oh, no. Is there a raping dolphin out there now?
Well, yeah. You know, dolphins are one of the only species besides humans that have sex for pleasure, right?
Of course.
They basically said, okay, you know what? Nobody goes in the water anymore because the dolphin has gone from hanging out with you
Flipper
to trying to hump you.
To dipper. Flipper to dipper.
We will have certain things where we don't have the English accent, but we still pronounce it the same way.
Right.
So when we deal with our American friends, they hear us, instead of being like, hey, I can't get this in my pants, and then I'm going to go dancing later. And then where it's like, yeah, I kind of, this is my pants, I got to talk to my dad. And, so we have the different accent. And America will look at Australians and go, hey, that's a pretty cool accent. They'll look at English and go, hey, that's a great accent. They'll look at Canadians and go, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
Roman, I just love that your go-to sentence for explaining accents is, I've got this in my pants and I'm going to go talk to my dad.
You know, what can you use the goats for? Well, sure, they'll eat all your grass.
Yeah.
They'll eat all the hay, and then they will any shrubbery or whatever that you need cleared, they'll just eat everything.
Yes.
Can you fuck them?
Wait, what?
Excuse me, sir? Can you fuck them?
Did I stutter?
No, sir. Sir, you cannot molest our ghosts. You have ghosts? No, sir. We only have goats. You said ghosts. Goat ghosts?
No.
Sir, I'm hanging up now.
I'm hanging up. And please, don't fuck any goats. Do you remember the story you brought to the show about the poop knife?
Of course.
Earlier this week, the original poopknife.com reached out to me, hashtag poop knife, because there's a company that sells poop knives. They offered to send them one to us. I declined. I said, I don't think Roman and I have that abnormality on a regular basis.
Like, I don't, but I do know somebody who could use one.
Okay. Well, okay. Go to the original poopknife.com and I shit you not. You can order your family, your own personal poop knife.
So I think I want to do like a mashup of something.
Yes.
And this is like, I've got a bunch of different genres. And I'm like, well, maybe we should try this and this.
Not to mention your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fantasy fanfic.
That's on Pornhub as well.
It's
kind of like a furry, but it's when I say, want to see my turtle, it's not what you think.
It's not what you think. No.
It's, you know, it is hiding in its shell.
Right.
You have to do a couple fancy moves for it to come out.
Yes. Well, I don't know, fancy. Just kind of, you mean?
Well, it's all in the wrist. But anyways.
Boy, howdy. You know, the Maury show.
The one I saw was like, they brought back this girl three times.
Yeah.
And every time they brought her back, there was three different guys. So then they brought the first three guys, all three guys, not the father. Next time, all three guys, not the father.
Right.
Next time, all three guys, not the father. And then the nine guys are like, it's not us. So then she's like, oh.
The nine guys, what'd you do? It was like the New York Mets, like I'm starting telling you,
lineup. Man, she was making friends.
She's actually digging into the bullpen now. She's been through all the batters and the infield, the outfield.
Nude men exercising at Planet Fitness thought it was a judgment-free zone. Basically, he went in there and said the story for the witnesses was the guy came in, took his clothes off at the front counter.
Right.
Then walked into the gym, walked across the gym three times, and then went to grab the yoga mats and started doing a yoga position.
Oh, right. So, downward facing dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he doing yoga or is he presenting?
How's that guy hiding a Wookiee? Oh, my God.
I'm a little confused.
Sliced ketchup proves a success. You could peel it off a piece of paper and then just lay it on your sandwich.
Because the squirt bottle or the knife is, or maybe the squirt bottle is too embarrassing because of all the fart sounds it makes.
Well, I think it's because it's a little messy, it's a little big, and you can carry these things with you.
Hey, a little messy and a little big is...
Yeah. Not how people describe my genitalia.
A little messy. Well, you know,
a little from column A, a lot less from column B.
I don't know. I'm confused. You have the right to bear arms.
I didn't know it's a female. Like, I don't know. I didn't see any bearsicles.
Bearsicles.
I don't know.
You go check for testicles.
Hello, sir.
I don't think "hello, sir" would you be your next words after fondling a bear's testicles.
Mr. Sniffling Rob Cass.
Again. Yes. Yeah. I'm sick. I think this is like the second episode in, 2 months?
I'm told it's the joys of having children.
It is. Yes. Again, I have a little baby, Charlie. She's 13 months and she's in daycare. And yeah, she's just a petri dish of everything.
Today, what'd you learn at school today? Influenza? Apparently.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Next time you don't have to bring it home. We'll keep it off the fridge. Yeah.
Next week we're learning about Ebola. No, you're not. No Ebola for you.
I bought me one of these things.
What'd you buy? Oh, a cowgirl hat.
Well, yeah.
Cow person.
I usually a cow person. Shut the f a cow person is somebody who's mated with a cow.
Right.
And created some sort of new third entity. All right.
Okay.
That's a cow person.
Right. Yeah, I can get behind that. Once there's penetration, whether it be, you mean, vaginally, orally, or in the box, that's being compromised. Or if all three are happening in an order that may surprise you.
Yeah. So with circus music and small people and bearded people. Then, there may be something compromised there.
There may be compromise. Okay. Yeah. We had a story of the jogger that was pooping on the lawn, right? And remember, my theory was that it was the woman.
Sexual.
Like, yes, it was sexual. It was her husband that was making her do it because it was turning him on. Hey. Like, it's not my thing. But again, hey, if it's consensual, it's him and above board and it's on the weekend. Like, what do we care?
It's not on your lawn. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe the owners of the lawn, they did not consent.
Neighbors like walking by, stepping in and going, son of a bitch, Dave, clean up after your dog. That's not my dog.
That's not my dog. That's my wife.
That's my wife. Oh my God. What's wrong with you people?
Tell a friend, or if it's not for you, but you know, you have a weirdo friend, tell them. They might enjoy it.
Yeah, this is not a podcast if you're looking for, you know, welcome to How to Plant Flowers. I'm your host, Jack of St. Tulip Bulb. I'm gonna show you how to plant. Oh, this fantastic thing. That is not this show.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at your two lips here. I'm gonna just separate the petals.
I'm gonna spread those two lips and
oh my. Oh. Yes, because you are a landlord.
Yeah.
We won't mention the address, of course, because, you know, all the ladies.
the tsunami of women that would just flow to your house.
It's just one woman. She's called Tsunami.
Yes.
You don't want to know why, but there's a lot of liquid involved.
Yes.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.